Kia ora and good evening to you from my lounge to yours. Well, here we are at the start of another week in this new normal of lockdown life. I struggle with Mondays in lockdown, waking up with the big empty week stretching out before me. I haven't got much work and so I find the days to be quite long. I know some people have gone all out productive during this time and have spring cleaned and renovated and baked and preserved. Well, not me. I'm moping about. In the absence of work, I've basically taken up eating as a profession, along with my two teenage boys. So we've given Countdown quite a lot of custom in the last few weeks. It's fair to say the best use of my time has been preparing for these evening prayers, when I turn my thoughts to God's word. So let's begin. Ete whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Tonight's reading is taken from Psalm 103. With all my heart I praise the Lord, and with all that I am I praise his holy name. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. For all who are mistreated, the Lord brings justice. He is kind and patient, and his love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship him? Greater than the distance between heaven and earth. How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance from east to west. Just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship him. It's hard to explain to a child how much you love them. I used to say to my children, I love you to the moon and back. And as they grew, they would try and outdo that answer by saying, I love you to the moon and back 1,000 million trillion gazillion times. Well, this passage tells us that God loves us the distance between heaven and earth. Well, only he knows the measurements of that. And the Bible tells us that we will never fully understand how much he loves us. God's love for you, my friend, is never ending, everlasting, unfailing, unconditional, and unshakable. You have never lived one unloved day. Yet how quickly we forget. How quickly we run to other things to satisfy. How quickly we turn away and pursue the ways of the world. As Tim talked about yesterday, sometimes we find we've left Jesus behind. We've gone on ahead and missed where he was. Ephesians tells us if we could understand how much God loves us, we would be complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So, whatever has happened today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year, make today the day that you start again, centered on Jesus and his great love for you. Let us draw near to him now. I invite you to turn your eyes upon Jesus, to look full in his wonderful face. because in doing so we know that magnifying God makes the things of earth grow smaller. And as the song says, strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Holy and merciful God, we confess to you our forgetfulness. We confess today our waywardness, and we turn back to you right now. We accept, Lord, that we are sinful. To turn to our past is to recall both your great acts of love and kindness, as well as many moments and situations where we know we failed you. Even still, your love remains. And so, in humility and brokenness, we pray. We ask you to forgive. We ask, Lord, that you would heal. Crown us again with your acceptance and care. Satisfy the real thirst of our soul. Renew us with the strength that only you can give. Reveal yourself to us again as a God of grace, rich in mercy and patient with our wandering. As far as the rising sun is from the setting sun, remove our sin from us. Today, Lord, and together, Lord, we declare our affection, our adoration, and our praise for you. Thank you for your great, infinite love. Thank you that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And now, God, we bring the names of those we know who do not know you. God, we cry for our family and friends who do not know your love. It is our heart's desire for these people to discover your amazing love and grace and mercy. There is nothing we want more than to see these people come to know you. God, please open their eyes and hearts to all that you have to offer them, and show us how to be your love to those around us. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we finish tonight, take these words from Ephesians with you. Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Ka kite anō. See you tomorrow.